She dropped to her knees. One of the jerks kicked her side, knocking her to the ground. She blinked as she rolled over, spying a man standing over her. Sweat stained his shirt under the arms, and his haircut was terrible. Of course, she would notice his hair. Fear skirted through her as she studied his face with his messy beard and yellow teeth. She tried to scramble away, but he grabbed her shirt and pulled her up, holding her in place.
"You didn't tell her what her task in life was, did you, Marjorie?"
Her mother moaned something and struggled against the ties binding her. Another man moved close to her mom and slapped her hard. Oswin cried out, which earned her a punch to her gut.
"Shut your trap, you filthy whore. You'll be sold to the highest bidder and live the life you are destined to live. You have no voice, and if you speak again, I'll cut your tongue out before you're sold."
"Her master might like a woman who can't talk," the other man said.
"Filthy bitches don't need to talk, do they?"
The guy holding her licked up the side of her face. She withered away in disgust. He let out a bark of laughter and punched her again, knocking her out. When Oswin woke, she was in a cage. Whatever they were in was moving. The vehicle hit a hole, tossing her into the air. She came down with a thump, and she cried out, screaming her.